Hello, and welcome to show number 2443 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
After you take your picture and you get your image description, there's an IRF verify button you can tap, and our visual interpreters get access to that immediately. They can see the picture that you took, and they can see the description of that the AI gave, and they will quickly verify whether it got it right or not. And if it did not get it right, they will quickly send you a chat message telling you what was wrong in the description.
And that is only one of the new enhancements that have been made in the IRA service over the past few years.
Learn how IRA has been revolutionizing accessibility for the visually impaired with its blend of human interpreters and artificial intelligence. We'll talk with Everett Bacon, Chief of Blindness Initiatives, about IRA's partnerships offering free services in many locations. Find out how IRA provides secure access to visual information anytime, anywhere. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Everett Bacon.
IRA is currently doing a program called Build AI. We know that AI right now, you take the picture and you get the image description. We want it to go further. We want it to be like a live streaming. And so we're in the process of building this AI. We're partnered with a major tech company. And so for right now, in the immediate future, if you want to use IRA, you can join the Build AI program by going to your app and hitting the join button. And you can use IRA 10 minutes free every 30 minutes. And that's a pretty awesome tool. We're excited to be able to offer that. And we're using that data to be able to build a better AI.
And that is a very generous offer from IRA, and it makes it very tempting to try out IRA for your own needs.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Access Information News, the week's news in Access Information, a free weekly email newsletter and online resource for current news and trends in Access Information. More information, including how to subscribe, is available at accessinformationnews.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, success, success,
success, success. Let's start by meeting Everett.
My name is Everett Bacon, and I am Chief of Blindness Initiatives for IRA.
And what were you doing before you got to IRA?
I was working for the Utah Division of Services for the Blind. I had worked there as a supervisor or director of outreach services. And so I managed all of our outreach services, including our low vision specialists, our field trainers, and things like that. I'm also a second vice president for the National Federation of the Blind. And president of the local Utah affiliate here in Utah.
You do keep busy.
Yep, and a lot of it's blindness specific, but it's fun.
Well, perfect.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is what's new in the services IRA provides, especially as related to how they have implemented artificial intelligence and integrated that with what you can get from their human interpreters.
Well, Everett, we've done several previous episodes about IRA in the past, but the last one was some time ago, and there have been a lot of changes and updates to IRA since then. So many things are new, and we thought maybe we'd talk about, first of all, quickly what IRA is all about, and then we can talk about some of what's new. So why don't you give us a quick overview of what IRA is?
Sure, I definitely can. So IRA is on-demand human live visual interpreting for blind and low vision individuals. So basically, through your a smartphone app on your iPhone or Android device, you can call a visual interpreter. They can immediately see through your camera and provide you with visual information on whatever you might need, whether that be describing something, reading something, navigational assistance, a whole myriad of things that you have basically a sighted assistant at your fingertips anytime you need that. We also offer a desktop app, so you can actually go to explorer.ira.io. And you can also connect with the visual interpreters on your desktop app, whether that be Windows or Mac. It's a great service. It's on demand 24/7. All of our visual interpreters are trained to work with blind and low vision individuals. They go through a pretty rigorous hiring and training process. And we also offer an AI. We call it Access AI. It's similar to what Be My AI is. Only we have added a lot of neat features to it that I hope to go into today.
Well, you know, you say it can be used for a wide variety of purposes. And one of the oddball purposes it can apparently be used for is in an earlier episode, we interviewed a blind runner and a sighted IRA volunteer who guided this man through an entire marathon. And I think at the end, she was more tired than he was because of the stress, and she felt like she couldn't look away at all.
That is very true. I mean, there are so many different use cases. People have found ways to use our agents, our visual interpreters, from whether it be on the job, navigating a busy airport or mall, getting to their place on campus, so many things around their home. You won't believe this, but the number one request for our IRA visual interpreters is actually helping pick up after your dog. So that is the number one request.
Oh.
When IRA first started out, it was primarily a subscription service, but then slowly you started to bring on outside vendors and organizations to sort of pay for the program in public venues like airports and supermarkets and things. And that was an interesting business model that I guess let it grow a whole lot. Can you talk a little bit about that transition and how some of that works?
I sure can. Yes, when we first started, we really wanted to be a B2C type of business. And we were relying heavily on subscriptions from our explorers. We found that created a great way for people to feel like IRA was important to them. The problem was when you're trying to rely on subscription services, you've got to constantly build and build and build subscriptions. And that's really difficult to do. And then you're also putting a lot of pressure on blind individuals that may not have an income to afford a subscription each month. So after the pandemic, we kind of changed the model to a B2B partnership. We really focused on creating access partners. We still have our subscriptions. We don't want anyone to stop their subscriptions or anything. But we primarily fund IRA as a company through our business access partners. So our access partners could be, we have a partnership with Starbucks. So any Starbucks you go into, you can use IRA for free, no matter if you have a subscription or not. Target. So you can go to any Target store, including Target.com, use IRA for free. We're over 50 different airports across the United States and even a couple outside of the United States. We have many campuses that we partner with that pay for IRA to be available on their campus. We work with many museums. We're starting to work with sports stadiums and just about anywhere you can think of. A lot of places like Colorado here in Utah are even offering IRA for free that covers, like in Colorado, any state-run facility that you want to go to. That includes like parks and recreational areas, anything run by the state of Colorado, IRA is free and available. Here in Utah, our downtown business district, which is like a 10-block radius, IRA is free and you can use it anytime. So it's growing all the time. We're looking to build more access partners, look for big announcements that I can't really talk about in the future, but we definitely will be continuing to expand.
You mentioned a couple of types of partnerships, B2B and B2C. What are those?
B2C stands for business to customer. And so that's when a company relies mainly on the customers paying for the service. And that's how we started out. That's why we were trying to spread the word to get IRA in the hands of as many blind people as possible. We still believe in that model. We still want IRA to be available for any blind, low vision individual that could use it. But we realized having customers pay for the service was not a sustainable business model. And so now B2B stands for business to business. And so that's where we are now relying on our access partners to pay for IRA more than the subscriptions.
You talked about a whole slew of access partners all around in many different types of venues. If a user has the app on their smartphone, how do they know where IRA will be free and which venues are participating in this program?
That's an awesome question. So if you're in an IRA access location, the app automatically tells you. It tells you as soon as you're in, like, I'm in the Salt Lake International Airport, which is IRA is a free access partner there. So that automatically pops up on your app. Then there is a button on the main app called Browse Access Offers. So you can browse and find out any access offer that's relatively close to you, or if you want to look in a specific state or area for access partners, you can totally do that through our app and browse and find out what locations are out there.
So to extend your example, you know already that your home airport in Salt Lake City is an IRA free access location. But if you were wanting to know if you needed assistance at your destination airport, you could look that up from your home in Salt Lake City.
Correct. I do that all the time. Yes.
Cool.
Years ago, when we talked with IRA about their subscription service and the human volunteers, they talked about how in the future they'd like to start implementing some AI features into the app. But back then, AI, not many people really thought about it much, and it wasn't so mature. But it's really mushroomed in the past couple of years. So give us an idea how you started to integrate AI into your services.
I sure will. So first, though, let me correct you. We don't have any volunteers. All of our agents, our visual interpreters, are paid employees of IRA. So they get paid an hourly wage, approximately $20 an hour. They can get paid more depending on if they work holidays or nights or weekends or things like that. They can get paid a little bit more of an hourly wage. They also get benefits. They get some paid time off. And like I said, medical benefits and things like that. So that's a kind of a big difference. We don't have any volunteers at all at IRA. They are all paid employees. Yes, AI has become such a huge part of the world and fabric. And there are so many great apps out there that IRA knows that we need to get into that area as well. And so we have definitely created this platform called Access AI. And so it's basically a tab on the app that you can tab into. And from there, you can take a quick image just and get, you know, just take a picture and you can get a quick image description back from the AI. We use two language models that we connect with, whether it be through ChatGPT or Google Gemini. And so you get that image description back, and that's available in many of the different apps out there. But what we do a little different is we know that the image description coming back to you is not always correct. There might be some things that leaves out, or it might be something it gets wrong. And so we created an IRA verify button. So after you take your picture and you get your image description, there's an IRA verify button you can tap, and our visual interpreters get access to that immediately. They can see the picture that you took, and they can see the description of that the AI gave, and they will quickly verify whether it got it right or not. And if it did not get it right, they will quickly send you a chat message telling you what was wrong in the description or what was left out, which is a really neat feature. Nothing else does that right now. And we know hallucinations are a big deal with AI. They don't get it right all the time. They're getting better, but we believe this is a real neat way to be able to verify and you make sure that the description you're getting is accurate. If you want to go a step further and actually call an IRA agent and talk about the image that you took and the description you got, there is a transfer to IRA agent button that you can tap on. That actually goes into your minutes. And so if you're in a free location, obviously it wouldn't cost you anything. But if you're using your home subscription, that would use your minutes and you can talk with the agent about the image and the description you took. We also have some preferences that we've built into the Access AI. You can set it up in the preferences section where you get a simple speak or a more technical speak. So it can give you a longer technical speak description or a more of a simple description, which is really helpful because some people just want it to be quick and to the point. And some people like more of the long details. So we have that set up and we're always looking at ways to advance the AI and build it.
So presumably the benefit of this system is that if somebody's happy with the artificial intelligence generated description, they can do that without using up any minutes and without even interacting with a human. But if they want the verification from an IRA interpreter, they can get that with a lot less of the time spent than it would take the interpreter to actually describe from square one.
Correct. And the verify feature where you hit the IRA verify button, that is also free. That doesn't take up any of your minutes.
Oh, so that's great. So you don't start eating into your minutes until you've gone through several levels of checking that the description you've gotten is pretty good.
That is correct.
When one uses the Access AI feature, is it possible to ask follow-up questions about the picture to clarify what's in it?
Yep. Just like you could any of the other models, yes, you can ask it lots of follow-up questions and ask for more details. Yes.
Well, it's nice to have all those features integrated into one app. And, you know, as you mentioned, sometimes you just need a human to help out. AI isn't the total solution.
Definitely so. And so at that point, you can then go to the IRA agent and discuss it. But what's nice is we save all of your chats and history. So if you ask the AI lots of different questions, getting more and more details about the image, that is all saved in your history. And you can even share that history with other people if you want. Like, so if you need to send that to somebody, you can do that through the app. Or if you just want to refer back to it later, it's saved in your history, and which is really neat. And people really appreciate that.
Well, that's pretty handy also.
Yeah, and another great feature is you can share from your own photos. So you don't have to necessarily take a picture. Maybe you've taken pictures in the past and you've saved them in your photo roll on your phone. You can share those directly with the IRA Access AI. It's a very easy to do. And if you want to share multiple photos, trying to figure out which one is the best one, you can ask the Access AI which one is the best, and it will rank it by basically saying, well, picture number three is more clear, picture number one is more blurry, that type of thing. And the AI has that capability.
What a great feature.
One situation that Pete frequently runs into is we have a group of friends and they're always traveling because they're all retired. And someone will send a photograph. Wasn't this beautiful? Well, not to Pete, it wasn't, but, you know, he frequently has occasion to get some computer or human to look at an image and describe it.
Yep. And that's exactly what our Access AI can do. And as I said before, you can rank the different pictures to figure out which one came out the best. And then you can go back and if you want to label that picture in your own camera roll, you can use the description to do that as well.
So it sounds like you've come a long way implementing AI and changing the kind of financial model behind IRA to make it successful and give it some longevity in the future. What kind of things do you have planned for the future that you can talk about?
So we have just rolled out a integration with the Meta glasses. We know that hands-free is something that blind people really were disappointed that we had to stop offering. We weren't able to continue using the Horizon glasses that we had back in 2018 and 2019. We discontinued that to basically because it was such a costly thing for us. And we knew that wearables were coming. They're starting to really come fast now. And so these Meta glasses available from Meta and Ray-Ban, you can get, and we have an IRA integration with those. We're not actually a partner with Meta or anything like that. We've built this integration on our own. And so you can now sign up for the test pilot that we have. We've already enabled a number of different testers, and we're continuing to add testers every day. And you can go to the IRA Explorer app and go under the More tab. You'll see a smart glasses button. And from there, you can sign up to be a part of our beta testers, and we'll get you going on your Meta glasses. So basically, through the integration we've created, an IRA agent can now see through the glasses camera and give you, you know, hands-free help or assistance, visual information through the camera of the glasses. That's a neat thing that we're really excited about, and we'll continue to build on that. Hopefully, maybe we'll even be able to get an actual partnership with Meta and integrate into their app, which would make it even easier. We are also looking to integrate with the ARX camera. This is a camera that is attached to a pair of Aftershocks headphones that you wear. This is a product developed by RNIB and the company called ARX. That is just coming on the market and will be offered on that. We are currently offered on the Envision glasses and continue to improve on that. I suspect that as more wearables enter the market, IRA will do everything it can to partner with these different types of wearables.
Well, it's great to know how far you've come along in the past bunch of years and the new services that you're offering to people. Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about IRA and how to contact them.
Well, Everett, if people want to find out more about IRA, perhaps use the app or get a subscription, what would you tell them to do?
So I would definitely tell them to go to our website, www.ira, spelled AIRA.io, and you can find links to the app that you want to download. If you want to just go to the App Store on your iPhone, you can search for IRA Explorer. That's A-I-R-A, Explorer, and the app will come up and you can download it free of charge. You don't have to sign up to use it. So we offer 5 minutes free every day to guest explorers. So you don't have to have a subscription or anything like that. And again, the same thing through the Google Play Store, the IRA Explorer app. You can download it there. Or as I said before, if you want to use it on a computer, you can go to explorer.ira.io. And again, you'll log in there and use it with the visual interpreter on your computer. You can always contact our customer care team by emailing them support@ira.io with any questions you might have. They're quick to respond.
Do you have a phone number for people who prefer that method of reaching you?
The phone number for our customer care team, which is open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, is 1-800-835-1934.
And do you have a social media presence?
We do. We are available on Facebook, X, Mastodon, Instagram. We are also on LinkedIn and YouTube. Just search for Ira and it'll pop up. There is a Facebook users group for Ira Explorers as well. I think you just have to search for Ira Explorer. There's a lot of neat communication on that. We're updating things all the time as well, which is pretty exciting.
I recall the first time we interviewed somebody from Ira, it was over 5 years ago, and it was long before you had implemented any of these new features. But the AI leading letters in your name implied artificial intelligence. That was a goal you had a long time ago.
That is correct. And we even tried to implement an artificial intelligence. It was called Chloe at the time. But it never really took off. It didn't do what we wanted it to do. And so, the AIRA stands for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. Pretty neat acronym.
Even though most of the assistance is provided by humans.
That is correct. But we knew where the future was going.
And of course, you can find all that information if you missed it in the audio by clicking on the show notes for this episode, which is episode 2443, at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for today's show. You may remember earlier in today's episode, we mentioned an old show in which we spoke with a blind runner and his sighted guide through Ira about a marathon that they did. Well, next week we are going to reprise that episode, and we will talk with Eric Manser and Jess Jakeaway about how they used Ira for Eric to run the 2017 Boston Marathon.
So join us for an exciting run next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.